Hey game fans, I'm Steve Nash.
And I'm Felicia Mezzanotte. Here's our review of Ticket to Ride.
In Ticket to Ride, players are trying to connect cities using their colored trains. In the box, you'll get a bunch of train wagons for each player, colored pawns to keep track of the player's points on the victory track, a summary card to check how many points you get when you complete a connection, some train cards, which is what you need to place your wagons, ticket cards, which will give you points if you complete them, and the longest path card, which gives 10 points at the end of the game to the player with the longest path.
To set up the game, place the board in the middle of the table and give each player 45 wagons of one color. Place the pawns on the victory track, then shuffle the train cards and give each player 4 train cards. Place that deck next to the board and flip over 5 of them. Shuffle the destination cards and give each player 3 cards. Players must keep at least 2 of these and decide whether to keep or discard the third one. You're now ready to begin the game. Players try to claim routes by playing cards of the same color as that route. So for example, if you want to claim a path which contains 5 yellow wagons, you must discard 5 yellow wagon cards from your hand and place your colored wagons on that path. That path is now yours for the rest of the game. Some paths are gray colored, meaning you can play any one color there. Once you claim a route, you score points according to the summary card. So for a route of 5 wagons, you score 10 points. Basically, you're trying to accomplish your destination cards and have the longest path as well.
During a player's turn, they can do one of 3 things. They can draw 2 cards, claim a route, or draw a destination card. If you decide to draw 2 cards, you may draw 2 from the deck, or 1 from the deck and 1 from the face-up cards, or 2 from the face-up cards. However, if you draw a face-up multicolored wagon, your turn ends. If you decide to claim a route, discard the wagons needed, place your wagons on that route, and advance your pawn on the score track according to the points you've made. If you decide to draw destination cards, you must draw 3 of them and keep at least 1 of them, but you may keep 2 or all 3 of them. The game ends when a player runs out of wagons, or has only 2 left. At this point, everyone gets 1 extra turn and the game ends. You reveal all destination cards and score points. The player with the most victory points wins the game.
It's a really simple game, fast-paced and very strategic. A good combination of everything a board game needs. We had a good time with this one, and blocking other players when you kind of know where they're heading is a lot of fun. I liked it and I'm giving it an 8 on 10.
Yeah, blocking other players and forcing them to reroute to get to their destination is fun, but not when it happens to you. The production quality is nice, the board is big and the rule book is only 2 pages long, including examples. It's easy to teach and a great game for beginners and hardcore players alike. I'm giving it 8.5 on 10.